Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today. Hello, friend, and welcome to Hope for Today. My name is J. Mark Horst. I'm your friend and Bible teacher. Each week, the Bible teaching broadcasts of Heralds of Hope circle the globe in English and 14 other major languages. Listener responses tell us that many are finding restoration and wholeness in a relationship with Jesus Christ. Listeners like Dharmendra from India, who was responding to our Hindi language broadcast. He wrote, "I'm a listener of your life-saving programs for the past 2 years and feel that what I was before, I am not the same today. My life has been changed. Jesus Christ has totally changed me. He is living in me, and there is no one like him. 2 years back, several questions had me puzzled very much. Though I was a Hindu believer, I asked myself, what is the truth of life? And secondly, what comes after death? Can any person know about the truth of life and death? I wanted to know the answer to these questions. I asked these questions to many religious leaders of my own religion, but all of them were not able to answer my questions. They had no solid answer for me. One day, when I was tuning my radio set for worldly music for entertainment, all of a sudden, I got your radio program in which the speaker was talking about Jesus and explaining that he is the way, the truth, and the life. I stopped then and there and listened attentively to the whole program. I got the answers to my questions, and I really appreciated it very much. After that day, I became a regular listener of your program. I have accepted Jesus, along with my whole family. Your messages are very helpful for growing in my spiritual life." Isn't that a wonderful testimony? Praise God! Now, last week on Hope for Today, we were studying Luke chapter 7 and verses 36 to 50. Our study was titled, Love, Forgiveness, and Worship. We learned from our text there are several links that connect the relationship of these three, love, forgiveness, and worship. The first link we looked at is attitude. I began with attitude because the mind is the seat of volition or the will. It's where all of our choices begin. Now, while we can't see into a person's mind or heart, their words and their actions reveal the attitudes that are in their heart. So now as we continue our study, I will read our text, Luke chapter 7, verses 36 to 50. "And one of the Pharisees desired Jesus that he would eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to eat. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment, and stood at his feet behind him weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee which had bidden Jesus saw it, he spake within himself, saying, This man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that touches him, for she is a sinner. And Jesus answering said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say to you. And he said, Master, say on. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence, and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him the most? Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave most. And Jesus said to him, You have rightly judged. And he turned to the woman and said to Simon, See this woman, I entered into your house, and you gave me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. You gave me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, has not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil you did not anoint, but this woman has anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little. And he said unto her, your sins are forgiven. And they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves, who is this that forgives sins also? And he said to the woman, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. Now we will see as we progress through this text the linkage between love, forgiveness, and worship. And we will begin to understand why Simon did not and could not experience these vital relationships in the way that God intended, because of his wrong attitudes. Well then, what about the woman's attitudes? Why would she behave in such a way? Why would she risk public ridicule by her actions? Obviously, she had been touched profoundly in her spirit and soul by Jesus' ministry and message prior to this event. I don't want to say too much about her actions because that is the next link in the chain that binds these elements of relationship. But we see in her actions and her manner of coming an attitude of humility and deep gratefulness. And we will see how those led her from forgiveness to love to worship. Finally, we consider the attitudes of Jesus. Even though he has been criticized by the Pharisees, he reveals his own attitude of compassion to all people by accepting Simon's invitation to dinner. Simon eventually discovered that Jesus knew his thoughts and attitudes, but even with Jesus' foreknowledge, he still accepted the invitation. Jesus spoke to Simon about the error of his assumptions, and he did it in a gentle yet firm way, showing his love and concern for him as a person. Jesus also reveals his compassion toward the woman. He didn't show any sign of discomfort with the unusual attention that she gave to him. He did not try to stop the woman from doing what she did, but he did point out to Simon the underlying attitude that motivated her actions. Which character in this drama best exemplifies your attitudes? Simon, the woman, or Jesus? Now, I don't want you to give the right answer, the one you know you should. No, what I really want is for you to think seriously about your responses to those around you and see which of these attitudes really motivates you. As I evaluate my own life, I must confess that too often I find myself identifying with Simon. I judge myself on the basis of the standard of righteousness I've set for myself, rather than the standard God sets in his word. I tend to evaluate others on the basis of my understanding and lifestyle choices. And I wrongly take comfort in knowing there are many people who are less obedient to God's word than I am. My focus is on the wrong thing. Judging others by my own standard elevates me in my own eyes and causes me to become proud. And you know how God feels about pride. He hates it. Often, like Simon, I fail to realize how much I've been forgiven. And then God brings me into a place of brokenness, a place where I can see the sinfulness of my own heart and attitudes. And like this woman, I marvel at God's grace to me. When I see myself from God's perspective, my attitude toward myself and others begins to change. And so do my actions. That leads us to the second link in the relationship of love, forgiveness, and worship, and that is action. Attitudes lead to actions. Now let's return to the beginning of the account and look at what actually took place, and also a few things that didn't take place. Simon invited Jesus to his house for a meal, but there were a number of things that Simon did not do for Jesus. But let's leave Simon just for the moment and focus on the actions of the woman, because Jesus will use her actions as a contrast to Simon's. The mealtime scene presented here is foreign to us, but was totally familiar to the characters in this story and to the readers of Luke's Gospel. It was not uncommon for a setting like this to be open to the public. The Pharisee's house was most likely well known in the town, and with the privilege of hosting an important teacher, the news of the event would have spread quickly through their community. Now, it's true, only a relative few were invited to participate in the meal. But those not invited to the meal were free to enter the house, listen to the conversation, interact with the guests and the host, and then leave again whenever they felt like it. In this setting, the tables most likely were arranged in a U-shape so the servants could easily enter the open end of the U to serve the food on the tables. The dinner guests would have reclined on low couches, generally resting on the left elbow with their knees bent so that their feet rested near or on the edge of the couch. Immediately behind the guests would have been a space for walking and then the outside wall of the room. And it was along this outside wall that the onlookers would gather. So reclining in this way, the feet of Jesus were readily accessible to this woman as she entered the house. So the woman enters. She goes directly to Jesus and stands behind him weeping. She has with her an alabaster box of perfumed oil. It seems clear that she came with the intention of anointing Jesus as an act of her devotion. But what happens before the actual anointing seems to be quite spontaneous. As she stands at Jesus' feet weeping, the flow of her tears begins, according to Vincent's word studies, to wet the feet of Jesus like rain. In response, she wipes away the tears from his feet with her hair and begins to kiss his feet repeatedly with affectionate tenderness. And finally, she unseals the bottle and anoints his feet with the perfumed oil. This woman did not care about what the onlookers said or did. She had one goal in mind, and that was to worship her Lord. My friend, I hate to interrupt, but we're almost out of time for today's broadcast. Lord willing, we'll be back next week to continue this study. If you'd like to have an audio CD or a printed copy of this complete teaching, just write and request it by its title, Love, Forgiveness, and Worship. Now, the quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to hope@heraldsofhope.org. That email address again is hope@heraldsofhope.org. Or you may write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. You can request an audio CD or a printed copy of this entire teaching, Love, Forgiveness, and Worship. Now, once again, the quickest way for you to contact us with your request for a copy of this teaching is to send an email to hope@heraldsofhope.org. Or you may write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And my email address is hope@heraldsofhope.org. Remember, you can request a printed manuscript or an audio CD of this teaching, Love, Forgiveness, and Worship. I'd be happy to send one to you. And don't forget, our Bible teaching programs in English, Spanish, and Mandarin Chinese are available to you all the time and anytime on our website, media.heraldsofhope.org. Now, friend, I urge you to tune in next week as we continue our study, Love, Forgiveness, and Worship, from Luke's Gospel. And until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.